So the people that like me, they fucking hate you.
And the people who like me hate you. So everybody, fasten your seatbelts. It's East Bay Insiders with Steve Tavares and Sean Wilson, starting now. Let's talk about the terrible teens. That's what I'm going to call the last decade. This is the last podcast of this decade.
Yeah, man. It's so crazy. So you
started the beginning of this decade working for Supervisor Alice Lyde Bittker, and you ended working with, still at the Board of Supervisors with Scott Haggerty. Here's your homework assignment. Compare and contrast the state of the county and the politics maybe in general, and then and now.
Well, it's it's interesting to think about. I haven't thought about it before, but it's like, you know, I worked for one county supervisor that was trying to navigate down the political highway, and then I got to end my career at the county working for someone that actually wrote the map of the political highway. Two great people. Two different districts. I mean, you know, I went from dealing with trying to build the downtown square in San Lorenzo to dealing with septic and winery issues out in East County. But the county's, you know, the good thing about our county is it's a fiscally strong county. It's been a strong county from the time I started to the time I'm ending. But the issues are different from East County to West County and West County to East County. They, you know, we're all now sort of dealing with homelessness, whereas it was sort of isolated to the west portion of the county. Now we're seeing it in East County. It's funny because, you know, years ago when, you know, I saw medical marijuana become, you know, legal from a medical standpoint, and now legal for recreational, and how we're dealing with that from the unincorporated area of East County to the unincorporated area of West County. And that's been a change in and of itself. But, you know, I've been lucky to work on a lot of cool and fun issues. If you really think about it, I've done a lot of things that I never thought I would do. I never thought I'd meet some of the people that I've met, you know, throughout my time here at the county. And it's actually been a great experience, man. I never thought that it would be as rewarding. I remember when I told Ellen Corbett that I was leaving to go work for the county, we were having a goodbye lunch and we run into Johan Claes, and Johan goes, "What the fuck would you want to go to work for the Alameda County for?" And I can sit here 20 years later and saying it was the best decision that I ever made. Pay was better, retirement was better. I mean, everything was better than the state at that time and during this time. So, been a good ride, man. You know, I was listening to Sirius on the way here, and it's the first time I realized that we're at the end of not only the year but the end of a decade. And they did like the 100 top 100 countdown of music, the songs, like the 100 songs of the past 10 years, man. And to think that some of those songs were 10 years ago made me really think, like, damn, I was listening to Kool Moe Dee 35 years ago. What? I go to work like a doctor. Whatever happened to Kool Moe Dee, man? I don't even know why I referenced him. I could have went with a lot of other ones, but just the evolution of music from that time to this time, you know, from Run DMC to Drake is crazy. But it just got me to think, man, this has been 10 years. It's been a crazy 10 years, man.
And just think, 2010, that was the year that the Giants, San Francisco Giants, won the first of three World Series championships with mediocre teams.
Was it 10, 12, 14? It was like every other year.
It was the first of the three where the team was barely good enough. It's like hardly, you know, they could hardly beat like the A's this year.
Hey, man, A's this year, promising.
That's lucky.
That's my prediction for 2020. The A's, man, the A's are gonna make some noise.
I've said that before.
They're
going to make some noise. They're actually going.
I don't mean the drummer boys in the outfield. I mean real noise.
No, they're going to make big noise, man. They're going to win the wild card and actually get to the next round and then lose that one.
Hey, man, it was cool going to the wild card and seeing that Coliseum rock. Dude, that was the best. All them yellow towels out there, man, it was fun times. I hope to see it again. It looks like we'll have a lot more baseball in Oakland for several years to come, which is great. Yeah. Gotcha.
But so I've been going to the time machine, and it's like you brought up some things like, man, how, especially the cannabis thing.
Yeah.
Boy, can you go from one extreme to the other? Back then, you know, I would go to meetings, and if you know, like from San Leandro, and it was basically you get people stand up and say,
close them down.
Yes. You know, you have these dispensaries. This was just medical, man.
I know. And medical now and now we had a hearing not too long ago where we were allowing recreational use with, you know, 10 or 12 cultivation sites and a few dispensaries, man. We had three people oppose them. Three people. Yeah. I mean, look how far the political spectrum has spun.
It was very, very common back in those days, earlier in this decade, to have public speakers come up and take the giant leap from medical dispensary approval to widespread cocaine use. Seriously, they would like, whoa, you know what? There was one San Leandro council member says, "Wait, hold on, but we're not thinking about cocaine, legalizing cocaine here." Right. Like, yeah, good one. This is completely different. But they would routinely, and they weren't related, because a lot of those times you see in the different cities, I've noticed that they're all kind of, it's kind of the same talking points. It's literally the same person giving the talking points on certain issues. But that wasn't, you know, this wasn't the case. But we went from that to that. And then you remember, man, wasn't there like a county budget deficit, like $180 million?
Yeah.
And they were routinely in the triple digits, 100 million for a couple of years in that recession.
Yeah, during the recession, yeah, man, it was tough.
Yeah, it was crazy. And then, you know, you start then, we forget, man, that was the worst recession
since
the Depression. That was a horrible
recession, yeah.
And that's what everybody, and so every...
It was great for my commute, man, because I got to work hell faster than I do now, man. No, nobody was employed in the construction industry, man. So I'd just get up and go to work, be on time. It was fantastic. That was a 20-minute commute back then.
So we start there, and then there's the gentrification, and everybody, and then there's all this money, and the rents are going up, and there's this boom times, and Oakland is, you know, has a... looking like Manhattan's skyline pretty soon.
Yeah, like 13 cranes up in the air right now, and just building housing.
And so there's all this wealth, and then now we're ending it where nobody can literally even live anywhere but a tent under the freeway, and it's widespread. You know, the New York Times had a thing where they counted 100 campments just in Oakland.
Oh, man.
And they're everywhere, and sometimes you don't even know. You know, they find good little spots, you know, in like places like San Leandro or Hayward, where you don't even, in Castro Valley.
Yeah.
You don't even know
they're hidden
in the creek, and it's just terrible. So we went we've gone to multiple extremes.
Yeah, it's a major
decade.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
the biggest
on that
extreme,
issue.
The biggest extreme that I think I've seen is now. It is allowed and acceptable for you to wear your pajamas anywhere you want. And you can go anywhere you want in your pajamas. And I don't understand that, man.
That's
like, why would you wear your pajamas and walk by, you know, a dude that's smoking? You walk by a guy that's hacking like he's bringing back SARS. And then you go into a store with a bunch of kids crying and coughing. And then you go back home and hop in the place that you spend 7 hours in the same clothes every day. And you think that that's sanitary. Like, no, man. Your pajamas are meant to be in your bed, not to be rolling around the community. And I tell you, that just sickens me, man.
But just says I give up.
Yeah, just fuck it. I'm just going to roll out of bed.
I would never. I never even wear like people who wear like a tank top, even if it's hot. Dude, I ain't wearing no tank top.
No.
Not even at home. I wouldn't even dress like at home the way some people dress in public.
No, I hear you, man. The most extreme I do is some sweats. Like, I'll rock some, you know, comfy sweats.
No, I wouldn't. I've never went outside with sweats.
Really?
I would feel weird if I went outside to pick up the newspaper with my sweats in the morning. I feel
Didn't
weird.
Didn't I see you with Adidas sweats on one time? Like, you looking like you were on the sidelines at a soccer game.
No, never.
Oh, just a sweatshirt.
No, that's just my Sopranos Goomba track jacket, Russian Mafia.
You just buried someone that day. Come. Just got done just digging a hole.
But yeah, we had a lot of stuff, man, going on.
It's crazy.
But it was big issues, man.
Yeah.
Big issues. But so what do you see for the future, 2020? You got any predictions, general or specific, or stuff so we can look at? We should be, I mean, you know, you're going to keep your eye out for.
Yeah, man. I think this is the year that we get our alien invasion that we've all been looking for, man. And I'm looking forward to that. I'm not looking forward, but I would think that we're about ripe for an earthquake in this area. I hate to say it.
You mean the big one?
The big one.
That could level Hayward.
Could level Hayward, man. Yeah, we've been lucky. We haven't had anything in a while. We haven't had any major catastrophe.
You know, if I was
in
like
the Bay Area for a while.
If I was like colleges, you know, St. Mary's, I'm gonna say. You know, I would think twice about accepting that admission to Cal State East Bay. You may die. You or roll down the hill.
Yeah,
that's a steep hill, man.
That's a steep hill. I had a friend one time that grabbed a bowling ball from Holiday Bowl and dropped it down to Carlos B. That thing was crazy. You should have seen how high that bowling ball bounced. I mean, but I was told it bounced pretty high. That's it may have hit the back of CRX. I don't know.
I have a similar story. Right? Friend Seto Magneto. He's come in and you know, get all juiced up. You're not even drunk yet. He come in, cocktails. And one time, one of those bars that's off of San Leandro Boulevard, off of Castor Valley Boulevard, one of those side streets. Man. And there's I forget what it's called.
Valley Inn.
No. That's on it. This is a side, like in the center of.
I know what you're talking about.
I can't remember the name, but
yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
So we're outside. I think he was smoking, and he golfs. He was golf a lot, and I saw his clubs there, and I said, "Hey, man, I got an idea," because the street was all like broken up, and I was like, "Hey, put a tee in that crack in the street, in the middle of the street," and he did it.
No way.
But he hit it straight down. So he hit it towards the 580, not over the boulevard. It's kind of like by where Nation's at, where Blockbuster used to be.
Right.
Kind of by Luca's. Yeah, so a similar story of hijinks. But I don't think anything happened. He hit it straight, even drunk.
that's a pretty good shot.
Straight down
man.
The street, because it was in the middle of the street, right? Because he put the tee in the crack in the street.
But, you know, kids aren't very creative.
No.
Like, I told my kids one night, I'm like, why don't you guys, like, go ice blocking or doorbell ditching or go get a bunch of laundry detergent and go throw it in the fountain at the Hayward police officer station. Or
memories.
You know, get a water,
memories.
Get a water extinguisher and go spray people in line at the movie theater. Do something fun.
No, if they did that, they would... can you print up some consent forms and give it to the people that we're going to splash water on at the movie theater? We need a consent.
Those kids don't have fun anymore, man. They play Fortnite and shit.
Because I'm telling you, they're the authoritarian future. It's not Trump. It's these kids right now, man. That's why you can't say anything without getting anybody upset.
That's why I'm praying for an alien invasion, because I don't want these kids to govern me when I'm old and in a wheelchair, man. It's going to be a sad society.
Mean I didn't get a ribbon for playing? Hey, no, you sucked.
You know what's going to happen in the future? This is serious. This is exactly what's going to happen 100%. When you're 70 years old and you're going to say something like, goddamn kids are driving too fast. How dare you say anything? You old man. Criticizing like an old man.
I already say that.
Huh? You're supposed to say that.
You gotta be PC.
You gotta live your life. And if you wanna drive fast, you can do whatever you want. Just say it's your life. Grandpa, go back to 2019 with your rules, you stupid old man. Right? That's gonna be, but here's my shorter term. This is my predictions.
And
we're gonna have next year, we're gonna have our buddy Kevin Dowling, who has he's gone to many of the Democratic presidential candidate things. He's met a lot of the candidates, and he's going to break that down. But he's been big on the Buttigieg.
Yeah?
He's been big on Buttigieg for a long time. And I tell you what, I think Buttigieg in 2020, he's going to be the nominee.
Oh, come on, man. That's your takeaway, your prediction.
Buttigieg.
Man.
He's going to be it. Because it's kind of like my thinking is the Jimmy Carter thing. You want to go to extreme, so you're going to get the most clean cut. Dude, he's got all the money. He's got all the white people. Rich white people on his side.
You really think so?
He's Teflon with the gay thing, but not Teflon when it goes against Trump. So that's why I make Trump's going to win.
Trump's going to win.
Because he's the worst guy to be. It's going to be Buttigieg.
Trump beats him.
And there's going to be the most vile, like, gay-related thing.
Buttigieg
is a bottom.
I'm not sure if I really understand that comment. Can you elaborate, please, for our listeners that may not know the reference?
No.
I don't know.
Come on, man. You can say Black Hawk and Ding Dong Nuts, but you can't tell us what a bottom versus a top is.
I'm just saying that's good. That's what Trump's going to do, and he can do it any way he wants, and then it just goes just snowballs and snowflakes and Trump is gonna win, but it's gonna be Buttigieg.
All right, well, hey,
dude, he's got all the money.
I know he's got. He's look. It's interesting to talk about that. It'll be a very, very, very interesting next couple months. But I'd love to have Kevin Dowling on to talk about others that may be in line to chat with us. I know Fong Law, who swears as much as I do, wants to come on, and Jim Odie wants to come on. He's found more tape.
No, he's not allowed.
No, he can't. He said he found more tape. He wants to come on and talk.
No, he said one of our last episodes was boring.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
He told you that?
Yeah, he said that. He said it to me. Here's the thing, man. He said it to me like, I'm not the guy who made it. You know? Yeah. It's like I made a steak, and he's saying to me like, you know, this steak is...
shitty.
Yeah, it's not even. Where'd you get this at? Walmart. First of all, and you didn't even season it. Anyway.
Hey, man,
I mean, it's not even seasoned. It's not even seasoned. Like, hey, I'm the one who bought it. I'm the one who made it.
Hey, it's like being
I'm right here.
It's like being 12 years old at the Alameda County Fair, and looking at your art on the wall, and then overhearing an elder say, "Who drew that? That's horrible, sir. I drew that. Thank you." Thank you for being honest about my art. But you know, art is an expression of one's own interpretation, sir. You don't really have to put me down.
In it, you know, in the same
so
conversation, yeah. So he's like telling me it was boring. Like I'm not the one who made it, the podcast. And in the same conversation, he tells me that he got a cat, and I guess he announced it at a city council meeting that he's got a cat now. And oh, what's the name of the cat? So basically, I forget the name of the cat, but the cat name means cat in Japanese.
Oh.
So he named a cat named Cat in Japanese. The cat's named Cat in Japanese. And I didn't say nothing. Like, that's weird. Well, that's dumb.
You didn't say that's
boring. I didn't say that, but he says our podcast was boring, right to my face, like as if I'm not the one who made it.
I like when somebody says, man, I didn't listen to your podcast, but then they'll reference something in the 47th minute. Oh, yeah, just fast forwarded to minute 47. Okay. wait, I did say the F word 23 times? Oh, but you only listen to. Okay, sure, man. Got it. Whatever.
Yeah, Jim Odie, if he came on this podcast, he'd have to like negotiate everything we can say or can't say. And don't ask me this and don't ask me that.
It would be ironic that we're actually taping it, that he knows about it this time. So he can't. You know? We're actually going to. Just so you know, we're taping this.
Don't talk about my belt or my stuff like that. Innocuous. Don't talk about my socks.
Who else came? Somebody else came up to me and said it was Tom Silva, Jim Odie, and Fong Lai, and somebody else. Man, they're like, I want to go on your podcast to talk about it. I want to shoot the shit.
Yeah,
they said you should name it Shoot the Shit.
Yeah, I want to ask Fong Lai because he's Vietnamese. It's a great story too.
Yeah,
I want to ask him how come all the Vietnamese at my coffee shop there by my house speak so loud, like really loud. Like extremely loud. I just want to know what they say. You know, totally, because maybe I'm listening to a meeting and so I got earphones on. But I'm like wondering, I just want to know why they talk so loud. I mean, usually like a kid who talks loud, maybe it's sometimes because they had a big family and they were the youngest and that was the only way that anybody was going to hear them. But these guys talk, it's like this table here, four dudes. And it's like
and they're
like,
yelling.
I don't understand other cultures. And you don't want to talk about other cultures, but I'm going to say, because this one doesn't make any sense to me. Because I've kind of referenced it by Indian American. And, bunch of Asian guy, Chinese, Vietnamese guys, no dudes, and no women.
Nah.
Why isn't there any women? Why don't you want to hang out with women? It's like my neighbor who smokes pot and plays music real loud downstairs. Why aren't you inviting any girls? I never see any girls come in with you. What are you guys doing? Why are there not girls? I assume you're drinking too. You smoke a pot, drinking, playing loud music amongst yourself.
The jamming,
he's
man.
He's not gay. So why aren't you bringing any girls here?
I don't know.
And so why aren't there any women with
in their circle?
Like, yeah. Why don't you bring any women?
Are they older?
Yeah, they're kind of older.
Maybe it's a a widower's club or something.
Or are they giving up and they're like, damn it,
I'm done.
Dude, I'm so old. I'm so tired of women.
Yeah, you never
get
know,
them out of here. Maybe that's what they're doing.
That's probably why they're not at home.
But I want to know that. But I got another.
Well, that's Fong.
So I got more predictions. I think Bob Wieckowski's going to win now, supervisor.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go.
And then Ayesha Wahab is going to take his seat.
His Senate seat?
Yep.
Wow.
And then by 2022 January, she's going to say to people or to me, I hate this job. And then, so this is not maybe a prediction, but this is something I'm going to watch out for. Here comes Dublin police. Dublin police. That's two Dublin cops in a car just drove by. That's like 60% of the whole police force.
And they're driving a Chevy Silverado, man. That's not a bad cop car. It's nice.
So I'm worried. We talk about recession at the beginning. I think it's going to come again. Not as bad, but we're going to start hearing where city's going to be like places like Hayward, Union City, Newark, that are really not really doing that hot.
Yeah.
Haven't really even never recuperated from the Great Recession. I'm going to start talking about pension stuff again, I think.
That's a big topic.
And we're going to talk about, you know, cutting big cuts, excruciating cuts to public you know, programs. And that's something I'm worried about. And I'm a little bit nervous about if the current state of labor in Alameda County will be able to fight for union workers.
Oh, they will, undoubtedly. I agree with there could be a recession coming. It could have a lot of impact.
I worry about the leadership.
Local cities, but definitely it's not going to hurt labor.
You know,
labor's strong, man.
You know, I hear people say, someone being in labor, saying I'm the enemy. I'm against workers.
You are? And I've never heard that. I mean, I heard a lot of other things about you, but not that.
I heard it like four times. Recently.
Really?
I think it was after the building trades luncheon.
Dude, you went to the building trades luncheon, man. That's supporting
labor. I was out there to get stories.
Did you get any?
Yes.
Good. Good.
There will be forthcoming.
Okay, good.
You know, because nobody writes the that side. My problem was it only comes out when there's a contract.
Right.
But there's problems for workers in cities before the contract is up.
Oh, always.
You know, and they don't get told. That's what I was there for.
Labor strong, man.
But I was like, man, I've been spending my whole life saying I was in the bag for labor. And now you got, so I'm thinking, is this the again, council culture? I'm not emoji 100%.
Then I'm
not. You know, this dude, I'm going to call this dude out. Pete Albert. I don't even know. SEIU. Dude, he used to talk to me all the time, like outside of certain meetings. He talked to me like the next move he was trying, like he's trying to get in my pants. Like, why are you going to talk 90 minutes? Dude, what does it look like? Two people talking 90 minutes by their car.
It looks like you guys are trying to negotiate. There's
some kind of love about going on.
There's going to be something happening in the back seat.
We're going down to that hotel in Castro Valley Boulevard that Bill Lockyer found out Naughty Lockyer was at. And he went in there knocking on the door. I know that's the other great story. Hey, what's going on here? You know, it's that one right before you get on 238.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Quality Inn.
Yeah.
Used to be the Comfort Inn.
You know, and then I write a story because, you know, everybody who doesn't like unions say, oh, well, certain people in unions, they're just union whores. They'll do anything the union says. And then you got Richard Valle. Remember? Supervisor Richard Valle, when they were going to pick a new treasurer, right? It was going to be Levy, Hank
Levy,
or Bill Harrison. And then Richard Valle says straight up in a public meeting, I don't know who I'm going to pick here. I'm going to have to ask the unions who I should. I'm not supposed to write that story. That's not. And then all of a sudden now I'm, you know, if I go to the restroom is, you know, it's dark. Now they're going to shank me in the restroom, shank me in the ribs. I'm like, come on, man, this guy.
Yeah,
seriously, that's how it goes down. That's what I got to deal with, right? So I don't know.
That's how it goes down. Well, you got some good predictions, man.
That's going to happen. Wieckowski, Buttigieg.
I don't know.
But Buttigieg's going to get slaughtered by the most. It's going to be the worst.
It's going to be a very nasty and sick campaign.
Oh, it'll be. It's going to be the most homophobic. It'll
yeah.
be like.
Oh, it'd be sick, man.
Oh, it's going
to
be.
It might have a backlash, crazy. And I hope it does, because Trump is such a dick.
And he would not be able to fight, because remember when that one debate that Eric Swalwell was in?
Yeah.
And then he's kind of just talking trash to to Buttigieg, and Eric thought he got a zinger on him, and then Buttigieg looked at him like, you know, that look of somebody doesn't have know how to come back. So they go, you okay? They have no, like, they want to have a comeback, but they can't put it together, and they just say nothing. Like, you just got punked by Swalwell.
Yeah,
you got punked by Swalwell. So if you get punked, if you're gonna get punked by Swalwell, what about Trump, man? But I see that's what it's gonna be. Buttigieg. He's going to win Iowa, and then it's just going to kind of
just
keep going,
snowball, and just keep building and building momentum. I don't know.
It'll
man.
Be tough because he won't win California.
No, who's going to win California?
Probably somebody who says property owners, you got to give up your house to squatters.
So Warren or Sanders? That's probably right.
Yeah,
wasn't Sanders winning in California?
Yeah, I think we should ask. Politicians, local politics. I think this would be a good question for like county supervisor race. Like, who are you supporting?
Supporting for president?
Because I think that says a lot about you. But then I'll come in and say, "Oh, really? Oh, you're for you know certain council member from any of these cities. Oh, you're really for Bernie Sanders, right? Didn't you vote against minimum wage? Right. You know, so because that's why I think it's interesting because they say there's this one in Fremont." Was that Teresa King? She was like, "I'm for Andrew Yang." Oh yeah, really? So when the city employee contract comes up, will you want to give them $1,000? Oh no, we can never do that. we have to be more fiscally sustainable in Fremont, right? So come on, man. Right? How come nobody talks about a living wage? That's what they should talk about. If I was running, that's what I'd be talking about. I'd stake it to that, win or lose. Living wage, man. Let's talk about, you know.
But that living wage fluctuates, man, from state to state. Living wage in
no, if I was
Arizona,
running, not
oh, if you're running here,
no, I'm not like Eric. Yeah, I'm not running for president.
Oh, if I was running locally,
got that's what
it. I was going to say that's a you tough know? One.
And then stick to it.
Stick to it. The you unions know? Would love you for it. I mean, people should get a living wage. If you work, you should be able to afford a home, man.
That's the solution.
That's really what it boils down to. That's if you work, you should be able to afford a fucking home.
Because the price ain't going to go down.
No.
But the other side of the ledger, like the money in your pocket, can go up.
Yeah.
Right? And just, you know. But nobody wants to do that.
Nope.
Because everybody's a hypocrite.
That's, yeah.
But this podcast, we just wrapped up, like, how many hours are in one decade?
Oh, shit.
We just boil it down to one.
I don't know. And we
got seven ding dong nut references.
Well, we know some folks out there are going to like that.
But have you been telling people that listen to podcasts, do you tell them subscribe?
Oh man,
subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher and wherever you get your thing, your podcast.
I haven't, man. I got to do a better job at that.
Because that's what people need to
I was
doing.
Trying to get a hold of some of your, you know, your supporters. Like I haven't heard from Mario Juarez, man, in like 2 years. And he was doing well. He was like the Paul Blanco of the real estate market. I'll get you in a house. 1% down, I'll find a way. Bad credit, good credit, shitty credit, I'll get you a house. And now I heard from him, man. So he could get us 1,000 listeners in sponsorships, but I don't know where he's at.
Yeah, he was like he's Mario Juarez, big in the Democratic Central Committee.
Yeah,
local and in Oakland, he ran for city council and he got railroaded by De La Fuente, his mortal enemy.
Ignacio they are De La enemies. Fuente.
Oh yeah, I think they hate each other.
Yeah,
like that would be it's straight up like Netflix. You ever watch Narcos on Netflix?
I have not seen Narcos.
It's like that. They're at each other's throat, man. Like literally. But he did text me back and we went back for a little. I had a question for him but I'm not verbally, that could be an imposter. Well, I've not verbally heard from him.
One more bold prediction before you tell people. I think he's coming back. I think, Mario. I think Ignacio is going to come back and run for council in Oakland.
That would be.
Now that would be, we'd have to have him on, man.
Not for at large. That didn't work last time.
No, not at all.
Where's he live? What's he in?
I don't know.
I think he's in.
He might be in whatever Larry Reed's daughter's running for. Could be that one.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Is he in District 7?
I've heard Kenny Houston's running for that too.
Oh, Kenny Houston. Oh yeah, he's great.
He had the chicken.
Like yeah, Freddy the Chicken? Freddy? No.
No, CHP. Chippy the Chicken. Yeah. I don't even know if that was a real chicken,
that,
man.
That dude, he has some, he puts a lot of money into really high quality cotton t-shirts, white, just white. And that dude wants a hug all the time.
I love Kenny, man.
He hugs.
He's the best. Yeah. I seriously love that dude.
He would be inspiring if he was.
He tried to run before, but.
It would be inspiring. Cause think about it, how is he gonna first of all gets the council job, and then he becomes a successful council member, and then people are gonna say, this is a freaking Disney story.
Right.
This guy ran for the city council and became a successful council member, all the while not being able to read.
Oh no, he didn't.
That's a Disney movie. That's a Miracle that is on
fucked
Ice.
Up.
Do you believe in miracles?
Oh, here we go. Our interruption, man. It wasn't a podcast without an interruption, man.
Oh, it's Alameda County.
Yeah.
They're hot pursuit. They're going to look for a new fire chief.
They're going by air and by, damn, everywhere.
Yeah, so that.
Anyway, no, man. I got to tell people to get on, what is it, Stryker? Stitcher? Stitcher?
Just go on iTunes, man. Everybody got an iPhone, right?
Go on iTunes. And my mom doesn't have an iPhone. I don't know why. I asked her yesterday, why don't you have an iPhone, Mom? Whoop. Like, I'm tired of you always getting left out of our group text messages and shit. And she goes, I don't need to listen to music on my phone. I have Alexa. Oh, okay. That's a good answer. I don't know how to use it. Okay.
What?
Your two-year-old granddaughter knows how to use a fucking iPhone.
Yeah, my mom don't know anything about it. She's pretty good now on the iPhone.
Yeah, they learn.
It's pretty good.
Me too.
What did you get your mom for Christmas? Subscription, like to one of those food things?
I got her what I got everybody else, man. Dude wipes. Can't go wrong with the dude wipes, man. So fresh and so clean. No, man, I got her like it. She likes candles and knickknacks. I got her a candle and a knickknack, and I buy these Four Oceans bracelets. You know,
so you
got them all from my family. Man.
Did you re-gift a peach candle?
No, I didn't.
The real true candle, the candle that you.
No, I didn't re-gift it. I get these Four Oceans bracelets, man. This episode brought to you by our Four Oceans. For every bracelet you buy, you're actually taking 5 pounds of plastic out of the ocean. Four Oceans bracelets. Look them up online, man. They're a great gift. I got all my niece, my nephew, everyone in my family got a $20 Four Oceans bracelet. Man. And I saved.
Freaking hell.
I saved 60 pounds of plastic from the ocean.
You know what I got my mom?
What'd you get your mom?
I got my mom Krylon. Krylon. Spray paint. No runs, no drips, no airs. And also, I did get my mom Micotin athlete's foot spray.
Really?
Micotin, step up to the mic. That's what I got.
That's pretty cool, man. Oh, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and for my grandmother, I got her a Home Depot card. Just do it. Home Depot.
That's Nike, man. I know they're both orange. He got the wrong gift card, homie.
No, what
Nike's just do it.
What is theirs? Something about doing, right?
I don't know, man. You remember when you were a kid, man? You got I'm just a bill, as I'm only a bill, and I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. What was it called, man? Do you remember that?
Schoolhouse
Rock.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like the one. I got some beef in my teeth and some chicken, too. Ow! That's a cavity. Hey, that's new. So if you don't brush your teeth.
Oh, that's yuck mouth.
Yuck mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Those were the best, man.
We used to call kids that in elementary school.
Can't
hey,
do
what's
that.
Up, yuck
you
mouth?
You do that now, you get arrested.
I know.
That's bullying.
I know.
Steven.
I would have been.
Anyway, yeah, man, going back, I got to get people to subscribe, man.
Yeah. My life would have been different, man. If I lived now, I'd be a bullier and probably be in, like, to put me in some kind of, like, detox for bullying and and these kids, these people who bring their kids to the brew pub, like your little kids.
Can't you can do that now?
Over at an Almanac in Alameda,
as long like, as they don't sit at the bar, they're good.
No, but bringing your kids, and then and then the little kid grabs the shuffleboard puck during the game.
Oh, that's starts
writing with their name in the sand on there.
And
I'm like, what is wrong with everybody here? Like the guy's playing like the saddest songs at the Almanac in Alameda, playing the saddest songs. You know, like, dude, Elton John, man, like the saddest Elton John songs. Can you bring the party down even more? Right. So I grabbed the mic and I said, hey, everybody, what's the deal? In the old days, you would go to the bar because you wanted to get away from your kids. Yet you're bringing them here. Why are you ruining? I feel like you're ruining my life here. I'm trying to relax here. You're bringing your kid.
You're bringing me down, man.
And your kid's writing hearts in the shuffleboard. Writing hearts and writing their name, and I don't even know what kind of, they don't even teach like handwriting anymore apparently, because I don't even know what kind of letters that is.
No cursive anymore.
They bring it to bring in their kids, man. Why don't you bring, you know, my grandmother would have said, when you have kids, you can't do what you want to do anymore. You have little kids. You can't go to the brew pub on a Sunday afternoon with your other friend. You got to stay home and take care of that kid.
That's right.
If I went to a brew pub when I'm 5 years old, my life would be totally different.
Better or worse?
Worse. Because I wonder what's about this culture. I want to know more about this drinking culture. I would have got drunk all the time. I would start drinking, get drunk at 15. 16, I get drunk, and I would do a Teddy Kennedy. Drive, kill some girl over the bridge. And I'd be in jail. And I'd be, and my whole life be different. Instead, my dad had a beer for dinner. And that was it.
That was it.
And nobody smoked, so I don't smoke. Gee. And I just drink, I never drink alone.
Your mom and dad did a good job, man.
I never drink alone. So I didn't have no temptation. I didn't think, like, what is that? Oh, that's fun. Ooh, you get to play darts at this bar and drink, and laugh.
Oh, and see everyone dancing, having a good time.
And you sing, you get to sing songs.
Yeah.
I want to do that. Glug, 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 glug. You know? Right?
Glug, glug, glug. That's the sound of a beer.
No, actually, my glug, 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 glug. Right?
Yeah, man, I get it.
Yeah, over there, man. And then they look at you like, yeah, dude, I'm looking at you because you're sitting there with a big old stout.
Yeah, 6.8.
And right next
stout.
To it is a sippy cup full of milk. Seriously, I tried to take a picture, and the guy looked at me, and I was like, yeah, why wouldn't I? And then my friend is like, I hope he doesn't mix up the drinks. And I'm like, I hope he does. I hope he does.
Oh, shit.
I want to see a kid looking all Baby Yoda on drunk 3-year-old.
Oh, shit. Anyway, man.
Anyway, that's all for 2019. This has been, hey, I want to thank you, brother. This has been exactly what I thought, man. When we unite our superpowers,
right?
We're like the Wonder Twins, man.
That's right, man.
Right? You're
Activate.
Like Gleek. Gleek was the monkey. We don't have that. We don't have that yet. But this has been great, man. People have been liking this stuff.
Yeah.
This is, like I said, this is like medicine. Some of this stuff's like medicine, man. So we bring the sugar to, you know, have it go down. You know, go down easier, and
I wouldn't drink that coffee if I were you.
I was gonna throw it away.
Oh, I was gonna
recycle it.
Yeah, because that's been out there for about an hour now, and you know you can't drink cold coffee that's been hot before, but you can drink cold coffee if it starts out cold. That's the rule. I didn't get that.
Oh, that's the rule. I thought I was gonna.
So if you get a hot cup of coffee and then it turns cold and you drink it like, oh! But if you just get it cold from the beginning. You can drink it.
I thought I was gonna have to get a flu shot or something.
No. It's just
a theory. I mean, that's a
something with your palate reaction from having it warm coffee and then cold coffee after. It doesn't your palate? You shock it. It's like
With MSG.
Yeah, it's like
have it.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, we did it. So,
did it.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, man.
What's Happy New Year for you? You just gonna sit around and do nothing?
Yeah,
drink
man.
A bottle of beer. A bottle of beer.
I'm going to drink a bottle of beer. Yeah. That's what I'm going to do.
You do a Happy New Year, and then you call your mom.
My kid tells me that he wants to stay home and watch the ball drop. And that's what we're going to do, man. So we're going to lay low.
How old is he?
13.
Well, presumably the ball dropped 13 years ago. Presumably.
Presumably.
Some of these kids these days, I don't know.
Right.
But not a Wilson. Wilson got like high testosterone.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So we're going to hang out, man. And what about you? You going out with taking the lady out dancing?
I don't know. You know, I want to.
Go see, sing some Bruce Springsteen and bring it up on stage.
I don't know how to dance.
Yeah, come on, you did the Bruce Springsteen dance in your white shirt.
Yeah, I could.
With your Levi's.
I could, but, you know, karaoke on, what's that? That's a Tuesday night?
Tuesday night.
I don't know. That's usually sketchy night for karaoke on Tuesday night.
That's the local bowling alley.
I want to have some people over and make some sandwiches, like fancy sandwiches. I saw this, like, bunch of recipes in New York Times.
Fancy?
Yeah, man, fancy sandwiches.
That sounds good,
and maybe make a bundt cake.
Oh, that's good, man. Forget it.
Maybe make some, and then, you know, have some people over, but I got a burgeoning, booze. For Christmas, I got a little shaker so I could do like cocktail crumb cruise. I got all that stuff, guys.
So you're set.
That's what I needed with my jigger, for this. Because I believe in recipes.
Yeah.
I follow it.
That's good.
So that first margarita is going to taste like the second one, and the third, and the fourth. But, you know, that's about it, you know. And then you go, like, I do this every year, and you mention it. I go, this is going to be the year for the A's. No, it won't. But, you know.
I always do that for the Raiders, man. I always would say, well, they're looking pretty good.
No.
And then get to week eight, and you're like,
I may have a.
Motherfuckers.
I may crack open some Zimas.
Oh, man. I got some Bartles and James wine coolers, man, strawberry flavor that I may tap into myself.
But everybody, thank you for listening.
Thank you, everybody.
2019 and then 2020, man. Man, what if you got dyslexia? What year is it?
Yeah, you'd be fucked.
Is it 0202?
0202. Yeah.
That's like, does not compute. Y2K.
Get a glitch. All right, man. You have a good,
I'm Steve Tavares.
Happy New Year, man, and Happy New Year to all of you. And this is Sean Wilson, and y'all have a blessed 2020.
Signing off.